It's the Go Gopher Podcast with Mike Grimm, episode number 112. I am Mike Grimm, voice of the Golden Gophers, and welcome back to the podcast. We're talking Gopher women's hockey this week with star player Abby Murphy, who leads the country in goals scored and who will be leading her team into this weekend's NCAA tournament. It's a national quarterfinal game at Clarkson in New York State. The winner advances to the Frozen Four in New Hampshire. Abby Murphy will be a first-time guest on the Go Gopher Podcast, and we're excited to have her on. Our Go Gopher Podcast is presented by alumni-owned Sunbelt Business Advisors and True North Mergers and Acquisitions. If you're a business founder planning to exit your business, start by contacting Sunbelt Business Advisors and True North Mergers and Acquisitions. Sunbelt serves more businesses up to $5 million in revenue than anyone, and True North M&A serves companies with revenues up to $150 million. You can get a confidential, no-cost, no-obligation business valuation started today. Make the most of your life's work. Visit SunbeltMinnesota.com or TNMA.com today. Affinity Plus Federal Credit Union is also a big sponsor of the Go Gopher Podcast. Great products, great support, and great people. That's a banking hat trick with Affinity Plus Federal Credit Union. Affinity Plus also sponsors our player profile segment, supporting student athletes like Abby Murphy, who will get a Visa gift card from Affinity Plus for her appearance this week. Thank you to Affinity Plus Federal Credit Union. We're podcasting episode 112 from the Aquarius Home Services studio. We invite you to subscribe to the Go Gopher Podcast. It's free to do so. You can also go back and listen to previous Go Gopher Podcast. Last week, for example, we had a great conversation with popular Gopher men's basketball player Parker Fox, whose team will go into battle this week in the Big Ten tournament in Minneapolis. You can go back and have a listen to last week's show. This episode, though, we're talking Gopher women's hockey with Abby Murphy. She'll join me next.
I'm Clay Geary, walk-on turn scholarship wide receiver for Gopher football.
And I'm Ben Utek, U of M alumni, Super Bowl champion, and Tony Dungy Uncommon Award winner.
We understand championship culture, which is why we're part of the True North family of companies.
True North invests in only elite teams, like the champion team at Sunbelt Business Advisors, Minnesota's largest seller of companies. To learn more about True North and our diverse family of independently owned companies, visit TrueNorthEquityPartners.com.
It's episode number 112, and we're thrilled to be talking Gopher women's hockey, an exciting time of year, the NCAA tournament underway, and Abby Murphy is a junior forward on this Gopher team. She's the leading goal scorer in the country, 33 goals in 38 games, and first of all, good to see you. Thanks.
Thank you for having me. It's been fun.
Yeah. Will you pull that just a little closer? How much fun is this time of year for you guys?
Playoff time, you know, you can never complain about it. It's pretty much do or die for us. So, I mean, just the excitement levels that we've had as a team, and we're just honestly excited to go somewhere new. Obviously, it stinks not having home ice advantage, but kind of just lights a fire under you, you know. So we're very excited. Can't wait.
At Clarkson on Saturday, it's a 1 o'clock face-off, and a win gets you another berth into the Frozen Four. And you guys have had, in your time here, all kinds of postseason experience, whether it's in the WCHA playoffs and the final face-off or the Frozen face-off or the Frozen Four or what have you. How much can you draw upon those previous experiences now? Because when you look at the roster from last year that made it to the Frozen Four, there's a lot of different pieces now that you guys have been able to kind of forge ahead and have a dynamite season.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, we lost a ton of girls. I mean, almost 10 or 11. Kind of crazy. A lot of leadership roles that have left, but a lot of kind of things that have been filled this year, which has been super cool to see by even our younger girls, those roles that they're playing. It's been awesome, you know. I mean, it is kind of tough going from winning the final faceoff last year to not winning, but I mean, you live and you learn. It stinks, but it's kind of part of how it goes sometimes. So we're just excited we made it in. You know, we're lucky, we're grateful. So just excited for what's next.
And when it's hockey and you're down to eight teams and you hopefully get down to four, then it really becomes anybody's game anyway. Obviously, you guys are highly talented anyway. But you think about last year, the team that ended up winning, it didn't win the WCHA playoffs,
for sure.
Right? So at this point,
yeah, anything
it's
can happen.
It's full steam ahead,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, that's why you got to kind of just come ready to play no matter who you're playing. So that is kind of the fun of it, you know. It can go either way, so it will be interesting. So
as a team, and I don't bring it up because I want to, you know, bring up a
probably what was not the best moment of the season, but to have that weird late, you know, they pull the goalie and then they bounce it in off of your goalie's back with whatever, 9-8 seconds left.
Yeah.
To recover from that now and now have to get going, how do you guys as a team and how do you as a player handle that to say, all right, that really stunk. I mean, how you couldn't make it up. And then now, hey, we've got other things to do here that can even be better.
Yeah. I mean, oh gosh, that was a real punch in the gut. I mean, that just like hurt, like, unfortunate, unlucky. I mean, it sucks, but like we said, like it's in the past now. Can't really take it back and look back on that kind of stuff. So, like I said, like only looking forward to the future, what we have in store. So, obviously having that in the back of our heads that it did happen, but obviously not overthinking about it too much, but just moving on.
Yeah.
I mean, stuff like that happens everywhere. We're not the only one, but yeah, not fun.
Hockey is probably sets itself up to have more of that kind of stuff maybe than other sports because it's, you know, the puck can do weird things, and sometimes it's hard to even know where the puck is, where in basketball that's not the case. You see the ball, it's there, it's
everywhere,
round, it rolls straight, you know.
It's a lot bigger.
It doesn't have weird hops and everything else. You mentioned it was like a kick in the gut. What? How, and I know you're a competitor and passionate, so how distasteful was that moment? Like, I guess at that time you still have overtime, but you got to recover, and then to end up not, you know, coming out of there on the right side of that score after probably outplaying them most of the game.
Yeah, I mean, it was one of our better games we've played all year. You know, like we worked our butts off to kind of get to that point, and it's like you said, like one bounce can just like that. And I think we understand that like stuff like that can happen, but like just when it's that close, 8.8 seconds, like that is not ideal, you know? So, yeah, I don't know. It's frustrating for sure.
Are you able to compartmentalize some though, where you're like, yeah, we played a really good game. If we play that game, we're going to win almost every night. If we play like that most nights.
Yeah, I am, but I'm not also like we still lost, you know, like. We can be better, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously sometimes you can't fix those unfortunate bounces. Like, they're just going to happen sometimes. But, I mean, yeah.
Yeah. You miss, as you mentioned, you missed or lost, I guess, all those players from last year. Some of them now playing pro hockey, which I want to ask you about later in the podcast about this, you know, the great, cool new pro league that's coming out, which has to be just a great thing for one, players your age, but players younger, too,
sure.
That all of a sudden, man, we have something to go here. But I want to ask you, you know, specific. You lose a lot of those players. What did you think in October that this team could do? What did you think a key was to be good? And have you kind of done what you thought would happen in terms of where you've progressed from losing all those players to now sitting here on the cusp of back in the NCAA?
Yeah, for sure. I think just like coming together as a team, you know, like forming that bonds that other teams don't have, you know. I feel like we did have that last year. It's just that we lost so much of it. So we kind of had to figure out a way to re-get that back with all these freshmen and transfers and people from out of countries. So honestly, they've been done nothing but a great job doing that, just like getting themselves out there, talking like through issues, through good things and stuff like that. But I mean, we got each other's back, so like that's just like one thing about it. But we're just like one whole big team, and that's like the most fun about it, and like you can't complain about that, you know. So obviously, like, we've had rough games, rough weekends, but I feel like we've always come together and realize when we are having those bad ones or those good ones. So I think the first thing is realizing that. But, yeah, I think our team's been nothing but a great job. So,
how much personally, too, for you was it to take a step forward in leadership where maybe you, I don't know, I mean, you're around it always. Maybe a year ago you defer to some of those players that have been around forever, and now you're kind of looked on as the go-to player. Did you have to make a concerted effort, or did it come natural, or how take me through how that process has played out for you personally.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, I mean, I almost had like 10 people to look up to. I mean, Heisey, Zumwinkel, Ostertag, Odin, like I can keep naming them, but right. They just had so much to give. And it does stink when you lose so much leadership in that kind of aspect. But yeah, I mean, for me, it's been kind of fun learning that leadership role. Like it has been sometimes hard. Like for me, I'm a huge competitor, so like I get frustrated at times, and I kind of got to learn to just settle down and be the better person in times when my team needs me. So just trying to be someone they can all talk to, you know, like I like being like a down-to-earth kind of human. Yeah. And a teammate. So honestly, my teammates make it easier for me, so they're all super good people, good players, so it just talking to them is just like comes to such an ease. Like I love it.
Yeah, and some of the leadership even more important off the ice. Yeah. Where you're maybe just hanging out at, I don't know, dorms. For sure. Or apartments. Yeah. Or you know, the I don't know if you guys have a club room at the at the arena where you guys can hang out and watch TV or do whatever.
Yeah, I mean, we hang out at the apartments a lot. I mean, at the rink, we're here and there, but we do like team activities every once in a while. So I'm sure we do them a lot more in the fall season when it's warm out. You know, the winter you can't do so much stuff. But we recently went to Topgolf, and that was pretty fun. You know, a lot of competitiveness again. But yeah, it's fun when you kind of get together and. Do fun things outside of hockey and get to learn about each other a little bit more.
We had Brad Frost on this podcast. I don't know. It was after he had his rough week with the kidney stones. Missed the Bemidji State game. And he talked about the fact that he wouldn't want anyone to go through it. But he mentioned that to actually step back and watch, he had to watch on his TV or laptop or something and then see it from afar because, you know, you're all in it.
For sure.
But he actually took some stuff from it. Yeah. And he had some messages for you guys that, hey, we set goals that we want outsiders to look at us this way. Yeah. He was kind of the outsider that week, and he's like, I didn't look at you that way. Mm-hmm. How important, I mean, you don't want your head coach to go through a rough time like that where he's going back and forth to the hospital, but was that a key point of the season, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it was a rough weekend for us. Yeah. I mean, we still won, came out with 2 wins. But, I mean, it is fun when he sees something from different perspectives, you know? Like, hey, like, we got to really work on this. I didn't really notice this until I saw it on the TV, you know? Yeah. Like, it's not ideal, our coach watching it from an iPad or a computer. But, he's got nothing but good stuff to say and stuff from us to learn from, so... definitely different, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, obviously we didn't really expect that. But I mean, things like that happen. So
yeah, and maybe part of it was if you know, not that it's on purpose, but if your coach isn't there, maybe everything can kind of be in a little disarray for the
sure.
weekend, right? I mean, it just changes the whole routine.
Yeah,
right?
It is. I mean, everyone was just a little thrown off. The week was honestly kind of weird because he was out for a couple of days and we were like, yeah, there's no way he'll be back for the weekend. So just for us, it was kind of just mentally preparing ourselves, not getting too out of it and realizing what's ahead of us and not getting distracted, you know. So.
But even if you didn't play your best, to win is a lesson, right? That, hey, you know where... what you have to do, but you can also sometimes still win games if you're not at your best by doing some other right things.
100%, yeah.
Clarkson, what do we know? As we talk, we're taping Wednesday afternoon, so I don't know how far along maybe the game plan is. Yeah. And I don't know really how you guys handle scouting anyway. Is it a big deep dive, or do you guys more like if we take care of our own thing? So I'll ask you the two-parter here. One, what do we know about Clarkson? And two, how do you guys approach normal weekends?
Yeah, they're a great team. Obviously, they're number 4 or number 5. I don't like rankings much. I don't really think they mean a whole lot, but they're a great team. They're what we know, they're very defensive. They like to keep the puck out of the net, like, a lot. They're number 1 in goals against, like, with, like, 1.02, which is, like, ridiculous. So for us, that's going to be a big test, just kind of get some pucks in the net as much as we can. What else was there? Yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, I'd say for us, like, it's a little bit of mix of both, like, focusing on us, but also, like, when it comes to, like, certain things, we got to know what they do. And so it's just kind of depends.
When you mentioned, you cited some of their stats, they don't give up a lot of goals. I assume that's a combination of their style of play.
For sure.
They probably have good defenders.
Yeah.
They have a good goalie?
Don't know.
Yeah. Do you study film to watch where a goalie might have weaknesses as a goal scorer?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I probably will for Clarkson just because I don't know anything about him. So sometimes you just got to test him with one or two shots, you know, at the beginning of the game. But, yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah,
but
just pepper that net.
So I know. Exactly.
Now, an interesting kind of twist because the WCHA is so strong. Oftentimes, if Minnesota gets into the tournament, you're playing Duluth or you're playing Wisconsin or whatever happens and teams you're familiar with. Sometimes you might be playing them for a fifth, sixth, seventh time based on what happens. Here, you're playing a team that you haven't played them this year. So is that exciting or would you rather play a team you're familiar with?
I'm excited. I think everyone else is excited, too. I think it's kind of fun not knowing much about someone and just kind of going into it, you know, like with that fire. But, yeah, I'm sure there's a little couple friendships here and there. But, yeah, I mean, I don't think I'd like to play someone we've been playing the whole season. But I will say it's totally different, you know, like just knowing nothing about a team. But then you know everything about a certain team. So I think it's kind of just, like I said, like another test for us to kind of just go in there and give them everything we got, you know?
Yeah, and they don't know much about you either. So it can be an advantage to the Gophers, maybe, right? Yeah.
Yes,
all right.
For sure.
I wanted to ask you, too, when we had Coach Frost on the podcast a few weeks ago, and he's mentioned a couple of other times, obviously he is always complimentary of what you have given the program in terms of goal scoring and everything. He has occasionally mentioned that you are passionate, and he's talked to you about trying to lessen the number of penalties. Right. So take me through what that's been like for you as someone who is a competitor. And it isn't always the case in hockey, right, where the top goal scorer is also maybe, you know, an enforcer or someone that's going to get physical.
Yeah.
And you're a physical player, passionate player, emotional player, and a goal scorer.
Yeah.
So take me through your journey through hockey. One, where did that fire come from? And two, you don't want to put a total governor on it because that's part of what makes you good, right?
Yeah, for sure. Well, first off, my dad was a Marine.
Oh.
Mom was a softball player. She played for so long. She did so much, had a couple injuries. And now I got two older brothers. So that doesn't tell you a lot. Got tossed around a lot as a little child. And I wasn't afraid to give it back to him.
Fight back, right? Yeah.
I was never afraid to punch my brother's back, but then I'd probably punch and run. I've been the same player I have since I started playing hockey. I'm not going to lie. Like, I feel like if I wasn't this, like, kind of player that I have been, like, I wouldn't even be here. So I'm grateful for it, and I'll never change. You know, I would like to get less penalties, yes. Like, I do not enjoy being in the penalty box, believe it or not. Like, it's not fun, but sometimes it's just like, sometimes I feel like the call is already going to come before it even happens. So, obviously still working on that, still trying to get better at that, learn what I can do and not do. So, the competitiveness, the drive, it's always been there. You know, two older brothers who played sports and were athletes too. My other brother's D2 at St. Cloud Wrestling. He's going to Nationals this weekend. And like, he's got that same amount of meanness in him too. Trust me. Like, it's insane. Like, I'm grateful for it. And they helped me push me to kind of have that passion, have that drive, and be that competitor I am.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So take me back. Can you remember, maybe a specific moment that you and your brothers are, you know, whatever, wrestling, fighting, I don't know, whatever, and they were like, whoa, she means business here.
Yeah, we used to have fighting matches in our basement.
Like legit, just straight
fighting. Yeah, straight fighting. Yeah, like when I was actually like, so my middle brother, he's like the toughest one out of us three. So it's me, Pat, and then Dom. Dom's the wrestler. And he was like not as strong when he was getting older. Like in like grammar school, he was getting there. But like once he reached high school, we never messed with him like ever. So like in grammar school.
This is the middle or old?
Middle one, yeah.
Middle, okay. Pat.
Dom. Pat's a nurse now.
Gotcha.
So,
gotcha.
Yeah, but I mean.
So Dom's the wrestler. I got to get this straight. So he's the guy we're not messing with him.
Correct.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
No. Like,
gotcha.
But I would mess with them at like, in the basement when I was younger all the time because I feel like I could actually give them a fair shot. Like, I'd throw punches. They can't punch me, but they can, like, tackle me, you know? But if I got them in the right spot, the right rib, like,
yeah.
My brothers were wheezing, and my dad's like, nice punch. And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, but they can't punch me back, right? Like, it was lucky. I had an advantage, you know? Yeah. But the second I got hit, I was like, uh-uh. And I'd just give it all. I'd go ham.
Yeah.
I wouldn't stop.
Just pound.
Yeah. That's good. So,
how did hockey get introduced to you?
Yeah, funny story. None of my family played hockey. So I had a neighbor directly across the street from me back home in my hometown, Evergreen Park. And he played hockey in high school. And then in college, he went to Montana. But he was always playing, like, rollerblade in his backyard. And I'd be that, like, weird little neighbor just, like, peeking over the fence and everything. And he asked me one day if I wanted to come and play. And I'm like, heck yeah. I got, like, bought rollerblades a couple days later, went over to play with him. And then a couple weeks later, my parents were like, we're going to buy you some hockey skates. And then, yeah, he helped me skate pretty much off that. So,
wow.
Yeah, different.
And we should set the backdrop for those that aren't familiar. You're not from Minnesota, where maybe it's more likely that you would just put on some skates. You're from Chicago,
yes.
Right? So not that that hockey's not big there. It is. The Blackhawks are there, and there's all kinds of good stuff there. That said, I would guess it's still a little different culture. You're more
super
likely
different
to pick up a basketball than hockey skates. So you lucked into it a little. Heisey was the same way. She was on, and she said that. Now, her family is all basketball.
Yeah.
And then I think it was a friend or a neighbor that they started, and they started driving up to the city. So there's – which is great, right? It offered you an opportunity. So then how old were you, and then when did you first get onto an ice rink?
I want to say I was 6 when I started, like, getting, like, into the, like, idea of hockey. But I want to say, like, right, like, 7 and a half, I started skating and everything, and then – I had a local team called St. Jude, and then I started playing boys there for a couple of years, and then I moved to the Chicago Mission.
Yeah, and that's the girls.
Yes.
But you played boys. That's what Vetter played with boys all the way up through, right?
Yeah.
And that's not that uncommon.
No.
And I would think more common maybe in Chicago, where the girls' leagues probably – maybe they are now, hopefully, but maybe when you were young, there weren't a lot of them.
No, there weren't. And now there are. Like, you don't have to even play boys anymore, which is so cool. Like, just the opportunities that they have now, like – I'm grateful that I played with the boys, honestly. I loved it. Made a lot of good friends, memories. So, but it is cool, all the stuff that's kind of opening up, all the women's teams, girls' teams that are now here.
Yeah. So you're young. You're playing hockey. When did you realize, all right, I'm probably better than most of the other girls on the ice, and maybe I can advance into being a college player?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not really sure, like, when that hit. I feel like I realized, like, I was, like, I could, like, was okay at this stuff when I was, like, 13. Like, hey, like, you know, like, I got a pretty good, like, I'm experienced. Like, I'm scoring goals. Like, I'm doing that. And then, like, 14, like, we had, like, a college coordinator who was, like, your daughter's really good. And I'm, like, all right, like, I think I want to do this for the rest of my life. So I had a lot of good, really good people, mentors to look up to at Chicago Mission. So it made everything a lot easier, made me into a great hockey player. So I'm grateful for that. I mean, they are such special people over there. So that experience was really cool.
And you rollerbladed to the podcast.
Yeah.
So you're still using rollerblades.
Nice weather out. Yes. Can't
complain. They're playing, as we're talking, they're playing baseball at Siebert Field, St. Olaf in Minnesota. There's girls high school tournament basketball across the street from Ritter Arena at Williams Arena and at Maturi Pavilion. So it is a fun time of year, and it's beautiful weather. So it all started with your neighbor on rollerblades, and here we are. Chicago Mission. Now, in Illinois, they don't have sanctioned high school girls hockey, or do they now?
They do, like, a couple towns, like, not more south, but a little bit more north.
But you were. This was a club kind of a team that you were playing for with the Chicago Mission. So you're in there, you're playing for them. At what point do college coaches then start reaching out, and how did you end up in maroon and gold?
Yeah, so there was no, like, recruiting age limit when I was going. So I actually committed, like, going into my freshman year of high school, which is kind of crazy, but.
So, like, you're, like, not even in – you're an eighth grader, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was nuts. Well, my dad at first, like, kind of said no. Like, I didn't want to start it yet. Like, she's really young. And then some people started committing, and my dad's like, all right, we're ready. So it was definitely really weird. I honestly had no idea what I was doing. Like, I didn't know – like, I did know where I wanted to go. Minnesota was my dream school. So we had, like, people like Kara Piazza, Sophie Skarzinski, who played at Chicago Mission, who went here. So a lot of big role models who I just, like, loved going to see at the rink every day and heard a lot of good things about Frosty and JJ and Bethany, who aren't here anymore. But, yeah, I got a phone call from Frosty, and I just kind of said, like, hey, I want to come visit. Like, I want to come to your school. First visit, I committed, like, 2 days later. Didn't visit anywhere else, nowhere. Didn't talk to any other schools.
And here you are.
One and done, yeah.
So I'm thinking you're a redshirt junior now.
Redshirt junior.
So you probably have known Brad Frost and some of that coaching staff for 10
years,
probably?
Long time.
Right? Almost 10 years, which is pretty remarkable when you think all the way back to like 7th, 8th, and 9th grade. Let me mention our sponsor here real quick, and then we'll continue with the podcast. We want to thank Affinity Plus. They're big Golden Gopher supporters. They especially love hockey. They are your local credit union, proudly serving Minnesota since 1930. If you're a current Gopher student or a proud Gopher alum, you're eligible to join this financial that wants to build a meaningful banking relationship and put you first. You can meet with a local employee at any of their branches statewide, including right off campus in Minneapolis. To learn more or find other ways to connect, go to affinityplus.org/gogophers. That's affinityplus.org/gogophers. Affinity Plus Federal Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA. They support the Gophers. And of course, as always, we have a gift card for you to enjoy courtesy of Affinity Plus. So
thank you very much.
Yeah, they're awesome. We appreciate their support. They're doing Special Olympic stuff too. They're one of the main supporters.
Oh, no way.
All these polar plunges.
That's awesome. Yeah,
they're big into that.
Didn't know that.
Tip of the cap to our great friends at Affinity Plus. So you're with the Chicago Mission where we left off, and you're playing, and then now you're with the Gophers, and all kinds of great success over the years. 33 goals in 38 games, number one in the country. Second team all WCHA. I know there were some folks going, what in the heck? So I got to ask you, what in the heck?
I don't focus on that stuff.
Okay.
Blew right by me, you know.
It didn't bug you?
No.
Does it motivate you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heck okay. Yeah.
I was just
lights
curious.
A fire under me.
What do you think? Nothing, or do you not give it a thought?
I don't give it a thought.
Yeah.
It's not worth my time.
I mean, you're one of the top 10 Patty Kazmaier finalists here, right? Which is good. Tip of the cap there. How meaningful is that?
It's cool. Yeah. Really cool experience. I mean, not many people get to do that, so I'm just grateful for it. But here for one thing, and that's a national championship, you know?
And now you're just a few games away from that possibility,
sure.
Right? So you're dialing in. You mentioned your mom played softball. Did you play softball, or
was
it all hockey? Okay.
Softball.
So you did.
A couple years, yeah.
Do you think you could play here now if they rolled you the ball?
I don't know. I haven't played softball in so long, but I do think I could play basketball. I mean, I wish I played basketball, not like instead of hockey, but I wish I played a little bit further into my career. So
to see.
Yeah, it was one of my favorite sports, hockey, then basketball for sure.
Yeah, that's
but,
awesome.
Yeah, softball, I don't know. I'm a little, haven't swung a bat in a really long time, so.
I bet you have good pop in the bat, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet you could hit the ball.
Hand-eye coordination, right?
For sure. Well, I mean, just like a slap shot. Right?
Yeah.
Got to get the stick to whatever, puck, ball, what have you.
Yes.
I was looking through some of the things that you've accomplished even at a young age, and I was looking, and it said you've been to Russia, you've been to Slovakia, you've been to Japan, obviously Canada, how many different places throughout the U.S. Think about when you first put those rollerblades on way back when, and now where this game has been able to take you. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Did you have a favorite spot? And have I missed any places? Have you been to some places?
China was the last one.
As well.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, they're all special, you know. Obviously, Slovakia for the under 18 was so cool. That was my last one. We won gold. Such a cool experience, super pretty town, you know. A lot of family got out to go and see that too, so even better, made it 10 times better. But yeah, I think I'd have to go China for the Olympics.
Right.
Just that was my dream since I was a kid. So just having that experience with the teammates that I did was just unbelievable. Like, I was just so grateful to be there. Like, I didn't want to leave. But yeah, everything about it was just so ideal. And oh my gosh, I still get the chills like all the time.
I can
talking
tell just
about
by
it.
How you're
yeah.
talking about it. What was the what was the ultimate moment?
Definitely the gold medal game.
Yeah.
I know we lost, but I mean, I don't really know what to say, but yeah. Still an experience.
Yeah, right?
So
For sure. No doubt about it. Pro Women's Hockey League. We talked about it early in the podcast. You have former teammates and both, I'm sure, who you played with here with Minnesota and then also on some of these international teams.
For sure.
How exciting is that?
So cool. I mean, we've made like a couple games, but it's just like a dream, like watching it on TV, watching it in person, like watching my friends, my teammates playing it. Like they just seem so happy and so pure. And they've worked for this for so long, like people like Hillary and Kendall and all of them. So honestly, I'm just grateful to have people like them who pushed for this kind of stuff. And now it's a pro league for girls and women. So really, really cool thing. So I can't wait to see the future of it and where it goes off to. So just looking forward to that.
And it's not just April. I mean, this is a legit pro league now. I mean, you got people who they could just be hockey players. Mm-hmm. I mean, they could do other stuff too. But before, that wasn't the case, right?
No.
I mean, you had to, I'm just making it up, but you had to go sell insurance and then play hockey.
Come back
and practice at night or do whatever.
Yeah.
And this is kind of cool. And we'll see where it goes. Because I also think that there's so much success with the six teams that they're going to expand. I think they'll be I think they'll be smart about it. They can't just all of a sudden, you know, grow to 35 teams because you need to, you know, make sure that the growth is at the right, you know, flow chart, so to speak, but also that the teams are still all good enough that it's going to be good hockey. I watched some of the game, I don't remember, it was last week at some point, goes to a shootout. I think it was Ottawa in Minnesota. And then Zumwinkel and Heise go shootout back-to-back, almost identical.
Same
moves.
Move. Same move, I was there. It's pretty cool.
Did you guys go?
Yeah.
Yeah. So how much, I mean, to be there and then know that maybe there's a future there for you too.
Yeah.
But what was it like? I mean, you knew those, you know, those guys, right?
For sure.
How fun was that?
Yeah, it's inspiring. Like literally, I mean, they're just going out there doing what they love. And it's competitive too. Like they all want to win. They all want to kind of achieve that same goal. But yeah, just seeing them out there play like gives me the chills and just watching it, knowing that that can be me and in the future. So yeah, just looking forward to it. I mean, hopefully there's a team in Chicago one day.
Yeah, right?
Love
how cool would that be?
I would love to go there.
Yeah, and there's already, I think, the Boston Bruins owner is already out saying he wants to try to get a team into Boston.
Yeah.
Maybe Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh. Yeah, I think
maybe
it was Pittsburgh. Yeah.
Pittsburgh, not Boston. It's Pittsburgh, the NHL owner there says he wants to try to get in. I don't, all kinds of places in Canada are trying to pump that forward for sure.
Yeah.
And what do they say, your teammates? Do you talk to them about it, the ones, your former teammates who are now on a team, whether it's here in Minnesota or around the league, what do they tell you about it?
Just that it's fun, you know, like it's a job now. Just waking up and kind of focusing on that, like on a game day, like it's just, it's like an everyday kind of thing. And the traveling's kind of like professional and everything. You're treated like a professional. So I think just the experience that they're getting is cool to see. So I really like hearing about that and the fun that they're having, the joy that it's bringing them. So it's really fun to see.
All right, so I got to put you on the spot. You can answer however you want. You have 1 year left, right?
Two years left. Yeah.
But you got a pro league now hanging out there. Do you have your degree close?
I think so. I think I'm pretty close.
So what, like you might have options now. That's a change.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, now it used to be, well, I'm going to stay to play or I'm going to just get on with life and maybe play in this other kind of halfway league. Now you've got options.
Yeah.
So I'm not asking you to commit to it, but it's cool that people have options.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I agree. I mean, I really don't know. Obviously, I want to finish my business degree, so I am going to take my next year. People already know that.
Yeah.
But year after that, who knows? I mean, I haven't made any decision whatsoever. I haven't even thought about it. It's a long ways away, so not really too worried about that yet, but for sure taking my next year. So, options are very nice, like you said. So it's nice having that option, too. So it's pretty special.
And first things first, Clarkson on Saturday, and then down the road, hopefully all the way to the Frozen Four.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. We're looking forward to it.
No doubt. I'm looking forward to watching. Thanks so much for joining us. It was awesome to get to know you and awesome to hear about your background. And your dad's a Marine and your mom's a softball player and your brother's, got beat up by you.
Yeah, heck yeah. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks so much. It's episode 112, Abby Murphy.
My thanks to Gopher hockey star Abby Murphy for being my guest on this week's Go Gopher podcast, episode number 112. I hope you enjoyed hearing from her as much as I enjoyed chatting with her. Episode 112 is presented by Sunbelt Business Advisors and True North Mergers and Acquisitions. If you're buying or selling a business, visit sunbeltminnesota.com or tnma.com. We're also partnered with Affinity Plus Federal Credit Union. Score your goals. They're happy to make the assist. You can learn more at affinityplus.org/gogophers. affinityplus.org/gogophers. Again, I'd invite you to listen to past podcasts, and please be sure to subscribe to the Go Gopher podcast right now. It's free to subscribe and free to listen at any time. And please share the link to the podcast with others so they can subscribe and listen as well. We'll talk again next week.